This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. U.S. Representative Jason Crow was part of a secret visit to Ukraine over the weekend. The Colorado Democrat said he and others met with Ukraine's president to discuss what Ukraine needs to hold off the Russian invasion, including weapons, sanctions, and humanitarian aid. Representative Crow spoke with NPR's All Things Considered after the visit.
The war that Vladimir Putin is waging against Ukraine is not just a war against Ukraine. This is a war against the world's most vulnerable. The world and the United States cannot and will not stand by and allow this to happen.
Crow said it's important for Congress to pass the Biden administration's request for $33 billion in aid to Ukraine. Colorado's toddlers can now get 10 free hours of pre-K each week under a bill passed in this year's legislative session. Ann Shimke is a reporter with Chalkbeat. She told Colorado Matters that the law will largely help decrease costs for working families, but it's still difficult for parents to afford child care.
Those 10 free hours can be added on to, you know, what they pay with tuition. Families may also get childcare subsidies if they're low income.
Shimke says many logistical questions remain, such as how exactly parents can use the free hours and what level of education and training should be required for teachers. Denver Parks and Recreation says it will close parks where violence becomes a problem. Denverite's Kevin Beatty has more.
Murders and assaults have risen across Denver since 2020. One way the city is responding is by closing parks where violence takes place. But a Denverite analysis of crime data shows that closing a park doesn't impact crime rates around it. That was the case at La Alma Lincoln Park, where 63-year-old Gary Arellano was killed last week. Denver closed it for 2 months in January after a spate of gunfire, but reported crimes didn't drop much in the neighborhood around it. The park is closed again indefinitely. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
There's more at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.